So the epistle for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 4. Brethren, I, a prisoner in the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation in which you are called, with all humility and mildness, with patience, supporting one another in charity, careful to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, one body and one spirit, as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 22. At that time, the Pharisees came to Jesus, and one of them, a doctor of the law, asked him, tempting him, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like to this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments dependeth the whole law and the prophets." And the Pharisees being gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think you of Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "David's." He said to them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son?" And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Please be seated. Walk worthy of your vocation. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have the encouragement of St. Paul. He tells us that we must walk worthy of our vocation. And for us to try to figure that out, to see what is St. Paul trying to tell us. The vocation that we have in life, the vocation, whether it's a religious, a married vocation, single state, what does he mean? St. Paul is encouraging us to walk according to that we are called to become children of God. So in a sense, regardless of what vocation that you have, granted, our vocation is the means by which God has given to us to sanctify our soul and to save our soul. But he's also reminding us of this important fact that we must be worthy of this calling, that we're called sons of God. And he helps us to understand that because there is just one God. We are called in this sense. But then we see also in the gospel accounts, you can say more of an explanation of that. A doctor of the law tempting our Lord, he asks him, what is the greatest commandment? And very easily our Lord answers him, to love God above all things. He continues on and to remind him of the fact that the second greatest commandment then is to love your neighbor as yourself. And so when we learn the Ten Commandments, we see that this is placed that way. The first three are given to God, the last seven are toward our neighbor. So it is one of the means for us to help us then to walk worthy of our vocation. That it is through these two understanding of the great commandments. And so then an explanation of the two great commandments is necessary. If this is what our Lord has, in a sense, required for us, helping us to understand that this is what our calling is, as long as we live up to these two commandments, then we are walking worthily. So the first commandment should be very apparent to us. It should be very easy for us to understand. To love God above all things. It is something that we teach our children, especially when they're learning for their first Holy Communion. But then after that, that is where, for us to try to put these things into practice, I touched on it last Sunday with you. Because of this idea of sanctifying Sunday, and that is one of the means for us to love God above all things, is to give God everything on Sunday. For us to understand that properly, I mean, clearly we see what our Lord is saying to us. To love God above all things, with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind. And so then when we look at this and then apply it to Sundays, as I say, it is not so simple as just to come to Mass and then you're done. It should be something for us that our Sundays are sanctified. Yes, we have the benefit here to start off with Mass. To start your Sunday right, but then to continue to try to sanctify it. I mean, Sunday should be a time for the family to be together. Sunday should also be a time that maybe we can have the opportunity to do more reading, more studying. That it's not just so simple as just coming to Mass and that's it. We fulfilled our Sunday obligation. I mean, granted, that is one of the precepts of the church, that is one of the laws of the church. But then we have to try to understand, how do we sanctify the Sunday? I mean, granted, in some parishes, they have Vespers that are sung, that the faithful can attend, Vespers and Benediction. Trying to encourage the faithful to realize that it's not just as simple as coming to Mass and then you're done. And as I mentioned last Sunday, then the rest of the day is for football. We have to understand what it means for us. Because granted, a lot of times during the week, we are busy. We work, we come home, we take care of the family. And maybe we don't have as much time to do the spiritual readings, the study of our catechism, of helping our children to learn their faith. And so then when God gives us this understanding of a day of rest, it's a day of rest from the rest of the things, the rest of our occupations, the servile work that we're accustomed to doing the rest of the week. And so therefore, we should have that time. Maybe because of your work, you have to work on Sundays. As a support to your family, you still need a dispensation for that. How too often sometimes we dispense ourselves. But it is not normal, it is not accustomed to work on Sunday. So therefore, you would have to get the dispensation for that. As I say, sometimes it's just easy for us to, in a way, dispense ourselves. And so we have to understand God has given us this day to sanctify our soul. And that's what I mean. It should be a day of family time. It should present the opportunity to do more reading. Because it should be a day that you are free from other obligations. And so that is where we have to try to understand, how do we spend our Sundays? Is it to give the glory to God? And so that is why then, for us to understand, when our Lord says the first and the greatest commandment is to love God above all things. Because we must place God first and foremost in our lives. And that is why it would be good to take advantage of the Sundays, to read a catechism, to explain it to your children, to take 15, 20 minutes to do so. And then especially for those that are older, for adults, older children, again, to take 15 to 20 minutes to do spiritual reading. As I say, maybe during the week you don't have necessarily a lot of time to do so. But then on Sunday, we should give that time. I mean, we should give that time to God. And that is why our Lord, when he talks about the different things to understand for us, when he gives us these examples. You know, last Sunday, when he was questioned about whether he would cure a sick man, that is why then he poses the question saying, well, would you take one of your oxen or one of your animals out of a hole because you have work to do? And you would think nothing of it, of taking that animal out and doing that work to take care of yourself. And that is why our Lord looks at them to see that they are hypocritical about that. They are hypocritical about the work that is being done. They question our Lord whether he could cure someone, saying, well, that's doing work. But yet, they are the ones that are doing like physical work in order to make money, to do things for themselves, to take care of their own life. And that is why then our Lord expresses that to them. And so then we have again a doctor of the law that is questioning our Lord, trying to see what he will say. What do you say is the greatest commandment? And our Lord sums it up for him very easily. There are two great commandments: to love God above all things, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. And that second one can also be very difficult for us. Because we don't sometimes see the image of Almighty God in each soul around us. That we are unwilling to have that charity and that patience toward them. It's very easy to be nice and charitable to people that we like or we get along with. We have things in common. And so that is why then our Lord, he sums it up for us, basically telling us this is the entire law for you. If you follow these things, then you are being pleasing to Almighty God. Because one, you have placed God above everything else. And then secondly, you see the image of God in every soul, and that you would treat them as you would want to be treated. And so, as I say, how easy it is for us to be charitable to those that we like, and how hard it is for those that maybe we just don't get along with. And so, for us, it may take an effort to do so. But the effort that we make in terms of that, it is also a means of sanctifying our soul. To pray for other people, to pray for those that maybe treat us poorly. To try to do something nice for someone that maybe we don't really get along with. All of us are human. And so it's understandable that sometimes personalities don't click, whatever. But it still requires from us a Catholic charity toward others. And you can definitely see that. You can see that in the school at times. And you can even see it amongst the faithful, amongst ourselves, even as priests. We are human. And so we must overcome that element. We must try to look and see how we can try to treat others as we would want to be treated. And so when the doctor of the law asks our Lord these questions, our Lord very simply sums it up for him. As a means to try to show to all of us, in a way, how simple it can be. How simple it should be for us. And so that's why I say, for us to truly walk worthy of the vocation that God is calling us to, the vocation we receive at our baptism, that we are children of God and heirs of heaven, if we are to walk worthy of that, we have these two great commandments to follow. And I think that it is good for us to understand that. To see, do we truly put God above all things? Or are we still caught up with this world? Do we still hold out instead of giving God everything that we have? I mean, that is how we will be worthy of the vocation that God is calling us to. If we do give everything that we have, our heart, our mind, our soul, everything to God, I mean, does that mean that we can't have any entertainment with our family? Certainly not. Because that is the family time. That is the time that we can spend as a family together. And you know probably better than I how, one, quickly families grow up, but then two, how quickly families grow apart. And so take advantage of what you have. Take advantage of the time that you have together. Because it is through these means that the family will be sanctified. And so that is why I encourage you to understand clearly what it means by sanctifying Sunday. Our Sundays are meant to be given to God. And I think for us, we have to understand that. There is still the obligation, if we're not able to attend Mass, there is still the obligation to give that time to God. And it's not so simple as saying a rosary. As a good Catholic, you should be saying a rosary every day. So that does not set aside, set apart Sunday. A rosary is not sufficient to sanctify your Sunday. And so whether you're sick or whether the weather, you couldn't get out, go to Mass, your obligation still stands. And so you still have to sanctify the Sunday through prayer, through readings. Again, we have to understand that is giving back to God of what he has given to us. We teach the children, this is the virtue of religion. It is what is due to God, is what is owed to Almighty God. And so with the weather here, who knows, next Sunday it could be a snowstorm. You could be stuck in your house. And so saying a rosary is not sanctifying your Sunday. You have not fulfilled the Sunday obligation. As I say, that is something as a good Catholic you should be doing every day. So therefore, it doesn't set anything apart. And so you would have to instruct your children, this is Sunday or this is a holy day of obligation. This is what we must do to give honor and glory to God. to say extra prayers, to read the epistle, the gospel, the mass, or to read through the whole mass. I mean, that is how we can sanctify Sunday. And so, like today, well, yes, we have the church bazaar as a means, one, to spend time together as a family. And yes, it has another benefit of supporting the church, yes. But also, it is a means for us to be together, to realize that we are a family, and that we are all here to help each other to get to heaven. So as I say, hopefully you can spend at least some time, because that shows to us that we want to help the church, to support the church. And there's different means to do so. But I think for us to understand also that we owe to God all that He has given to us. We owe back to Him the honor and the glory that is due to Him. And so let us take advantage of that. And let us truly follow these two great commandments. Because our Lord has summed it up for us. And as I say, it should be reminding of us of the Ten Commandments. The first three are due to God. The last seven are due to our neighbor. And so that is the application of what St. Paul is saying. That we must walk worthy of the vocation that God has called to us. And by doing so, then we will enjoy heaven for all eternity. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.